Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says benefits of revised GST rates are reaching end consumers. Asserts that GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to the country's economy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos is not just a missile but a symbol of the country's growing indigenous capabilities, flags off first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured in Lucknow. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha splits from Grand Indie Alliance for upcoming Bihar Assembly elections to contest independently on 6 seats. Dhanteras festival being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma reaches girls' singles final at BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching to the end consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed on across all 54 items. She was addressing a joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi today, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Except for that Portland variety of cement of one or two brands, all cement companies have reduced, so are milk and milk-related items. So on these 54 particular items on which we have been getting inputs from the zonal areas, we are convinced that on every such item, the benefits are being passed on to the consumer.
The finance minister said implementation of these GST reforms is a reflection of cooperation between the central government and the GST council to pass on greater benefits to the people.
Item by item, I'm here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I've monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
She further added that rate reduction, simplifying the process, bringing down the number of slabs from 4 to 2, and resolving classification-related issues have all been completed well before time.
There is a reason for us to cut the rate also and give the benefit, pass on the benefit to the consumers. And all these items are mostly day-to-day items. Yes, you won't buy your car every year, but the fact remains for that person who goes and buys it, it may be a lifetime's purchase. He gets a better rate. So this thing about the pent-up and purchases not happening was, once people got to know sometime late August that a GST with a proposal of considerable reduction in taxes is happening, they thought, yes, it's going to be a good reduction because PM also said it will be a good Deepavali gift.
Ms. Sitharaman asserted the GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to the country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods during the festival season.
Two-wheeler sales increased 21.60 lakh units. Hero Motors apparently saw the highest ever monthly sales. And so is the passenger vehicle dispatch, which is 3.72 lakhs in September alone. And overall, therefore, just in those 9 days, there's been a flurry of buying and selling. So every sector has come out.
Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics in this year and in comparison to sales recorded in the previous Navratri festival.
Natural way mein consumption har saal badhta hai as income grows, as country grows. Because of the GST reforms, consumption will be significantly increasing, and quite likely, it's very likely that the consumption will increase more than 10% this year, which means kareeb 20 lakh crore rupaye ka extra consumption hone ki puri sambhavna hai.
On GST Bajat Utsav, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during Navratri season and the electronics sector has also broken all records. The GST Bajat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Jharkhand.
The next generation GST reforms bring substantial rate reduction across major industries and have a transformative impact on Jharkhand's economic landscape. Under the new tax structure, the government has reduced the tax rate on iron from 12% to 5%, enhancing price competitiveness and improving profit margins for producers and exporters in the iron industry. Similarly, the tax rates on tendu leaves and bamboo have been brought down to 5%, which has provided income security to forest-dependent communities of the state. To give a boost to state's tourism sector, GST on hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%. These rate cuts have made travel and accommodation more affordable for visitors. These rate reductions strengthen the state's industrial and mineral base, enhance farm and forest incomes, and make tourism and hospitality more affordable. Saklan Akhtar, Ashwani News, Delhi.
Bandari Saujanya from Nampally of Rajanna Sirsila district in Telangana bought a two-wheeler vehicle and benefited by 10,000 rupees. She thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the initiative.
Today we have bought TVS Jupiter two-wheeler. We got profit of 10,000. We are very happy to purchase this. So I am very thankful to PM Modi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that BrahMos is not just a missile, but a symbol of India's growing indigenous defence capabilities. He was speaking after flagging off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. He said a combination of speed, accuracy and power makes BrahMos one of the world's best systems. Mr. Singh expressed confidence that the country's adversaries will no longer be able to escape from the BrahMos. He stressed that achievements such as the BrahMos have proved that Made in India is no longer a slogan but a global brand.
This facility has been built in 200 acres and its total cost around 380 crore rupees. And hundreds of people will get employment in this facility at peak time. This project is not only a defense facility but also a new road to employment and development. If we talk about output, every year 100 missile system will be made and launched from here. Missile system will be provided to Army, Navy and Air Force. This means that production will be for all three services and it will also contribute to future development.
The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM party has split itself from the Grand India Alliance for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JMM's Central General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya in a press conference today stated that the party will field its candidates from six seats in Bihar. These seats will be Takai, Dhamdaha, Katoria, Manihari, Jamoi and Pirbenti. JMM had fielded its candidates from these seats earlier and claimed that their party has a strong base in these areas. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections was completed today. In this phase, polling will be held on the 6th of November across 121 Assembly constituencies in 18 districts of the state. The last date for withdrawal of nomination papers is October the 20th. Meanwhile, the nomination paper of NDA-supported Lok Jan Shakti Party candidate Seema Singh has been rejected due to technical reason. She had filed her nomination from the Marhora constituency in Saran district. Following this development, the NDA will now contest elections on 242 seats. In Warsaliganj constituency of Nawada, RJD candidate Anita Devi submitted her nomination and JDU rebel leader Gopal Mandal filed from Gopalpur in Bhagalpur district. Political parties including the NDA and the Grand Alliance have intensified their election campaigns. Our correspondent reports that chief ministers from BJP-ruled states have joined rallies in support of NDA candidates.
In Bihar assembly elections, a galaxy of star campaigners have descended in support of NDA candidates. Chief ministers of Haryana, Tripura, Odisha and Goa addressed public meetings in support of NDA candidates. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini campaigned in Katihar and Triveniganj, asserting that people of Bihar will vote on development issues and that the NDA will win by a large majority. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel addressed rallies in Arwal, while Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha held meetings in Narkatiyaganj and Bagha. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi campaigned in Banka and Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant attended election rallies in Madhubani. Meanwhile, the RJD, Congress and left parties have also intensified their campaigns. Senior Congress leader Bhupesh Baghel stated that public anger against the NDA is at its peak in this election. RJD leader Mrityunjay Tiwari alleged that there is a discontent over leadership within the NDA and that some constituent parties are not supporting Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for another term. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated across the country today. This festival marks the beginning of a series of celebrations which also include Narak Chaturdashi, also known as Choti Diwali or Kali Chaudas, the main Diwali, Govardhan Puja and Bhai Dooj. A report.
In Delhi, a large number of people were seen shopping for Dhanteras across the major markets of national capital, including Lajpat Nagar, Chavdi Bazaar, Sarojini Nagar, Sadar Bazaar, Connaught Place, Karol Bagh and Chandani Chowk. People consider this as an propitious day to make new purchases, especially gold or silver articles and new utensils. The day also sees heavy purchases of appliances and automobiles. On this auspicious day, people worship Lord Dhanvantri, Lord Kuber and Goddess Lakshmi. This festival is observed on the 13th day of Krishna Paksh in the month of Ashwin as per the Hindu calendar. With Akshat Vedyan, Drishti Punyani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Central Railway is operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India, including Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, during the festive season. The move aims at ensuring smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nafitromycin. Inaugurating a medical workshop in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections and is particularly useful for cancer patients and poorly controlled diabetics. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma booked her place in the girls' singles final at the BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati today. With a comfortable win against China's Liu Xiya 15-11-15-9 in the semi-finals at the National Centre of Excellence, Tanvi became only the fifth Indian badminton player to reach a World Junior Final. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe and Lakshadweep tomorrow. The Met Department has also forecast heavy rainfall in parts of Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says benefits of revised GST rates are reaching end consumers, asserts the GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to the country's economy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says BrahMos is not just a missile but a symbol of the country's growing indigenous capabilities, flags off first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured in Lucknow. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha splits from Grand India Alliance for upcoming Bihar Assembly elections to contest independently on 6 seats. Dhanteras festival being celebrated in different parts of the country today. And in badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma reaches girls' singles final at BWF World Junior Championships 2025 in Guwahati. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.